So as we continue our study tonight, if you open your Bibles with me first to Romans chapter 5, so we'll get into where we're going. This is our foundation. Hallelujah. Romans 5, verse number 2. The Apostle Paul says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice and hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Is anybody going through anything? Hello? No, and patience gives us experience, and experience gives us hope. And this is where we're focusing our study and the direction the Lord's leading. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. And if you're a child of God, you have the Holy Ghost. You may not be baptized in the Holy Ghost, and I would suggest that you seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost took residence within you when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And he becomes your helper. How many need help? Let's be honest. How many need help? I don't know about you, but I need help. Amen. So tonight for this message, we're going to go with, for this teaching, hope with help. Open your Bibles with me to Psalms chapter 31. Verse number 23. It says, O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall, right? But then he says in verse 24, and this is where I want to go tonight in this teaching. He says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. So, in my heart, the word is set. The word is set. The word's in place. The word's not going to change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, if the word is set, what I have to do is I have to adjust my life according to the word. This is what's stable. This is, I don't know about you, but in a chaotic world that we live in, I need a little bit of stability. Is it just me, or is there anyone else here? Amen. And there's one thing about the God we serve, that he's steady. He's steady Eddie. He's always on time. He's always there. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's always as close as the call of his name. So I'm using an acrostic tonight off the word set. So the word set tonight we're going to look at, his word is to strengthen, to encourage, and to trust. So first, let's look at to strengthen, the anointing first, amen? In Psalms chapter 28, the anointed. Verse number 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. You know, I'm from the school, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye people. Amen? He wants us to open our mouth. Amen? There's something about singing unto him, but we're not going there. I'm going to keep going. And the Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Look to the next one next to you and say, you are God's anointed. Amen. Then he says, save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. So first we have the strength for the anointed, and as a child of God, you have an anointing upon your life. You have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. Amen. Now, what measure you let it work in and through your life is between you and the Lord. But he's given us the anointing to destroy every yoke. Amen. It's a yoke-destroying anointing. It's powerful. Amen. If we recognize how powerful God is, we recognize who's in us and how powerful the one in us is. So he says that he wants us to recognize that he's that the anointed, but also the aided. The aided. He's always there to aid and to help. And Psalms 46. God is our refuge, verse 1:1. Our refuge or our haven, or our secret place, our hiding place. God is our refuge in strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. In other words, God says he is our very present help in the time of trouble. But the most of the time, the problem we have is men and women in this world, that one of the problems we have is we so many times want to refer to the flesh instead of to the spirit. We react in the flesh and not according to the word of God. We try to trust ourselves instead of trusting him. When he says to us, trust the Lord with all of our heart, and lean not to your understanding, all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your path, it means that I have to receive his aid. In other words, his strength is there, but I have to be willing to receive it. Amen. I have to be willing to recognize I have a need for it. Amen. Everybody with me? So he says that you're anointed. He wants you to know that you're aided, that you've got a mighty force with you. You know, the Lord showed me one time when I was running, and I started speaking to some things, and he let me see in a heavenly vision the host of angels that were dispatched. Amen. And a mighty army. And there's a mighty army of angels that is surrounding this building tonight, that's protecting, that's watching over. And no weapon formed against it will prosper, and no tongue that rises up. God, we're going to condemn those things, but God has an army watching over us. He wants you to know that you're his anointed, and he's sent you aid, yet you're not alone. He wants you to know that you're never, ever alone. And he also wants you to know that you're armed. That you're armed. You're armed and dangerous to the adversary, not to one another. Don't use your weapons of your warfare to beat your brothers and sisters up. All right? So in Psalms 89, we find about King David. In verse number 20, the psalmist writes this. He says, I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. Amen. So first off, the Lord wants us to understand tonight, and the word is set, that he's given to strengthen us, that you're anointed, that you're aided, and that you're armed. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of every stronghold, casting down every imagination that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Man, I'm armed. I got the word of God. I tried to talk to the devil. He doesn't pay attention to anything I say. But when I start speaking the word, amen, amen. So God wants you to know, understand today, the word is set first to strengthen you. Secondly, to encourage you. Set, to encourage you. How many know that in this walk with the Lord in life, we need encouragement? Amen? Amen? He says, even as the prophecy of the word goes forth to comfort. to edify, to encourage, to edify the body of Christ. So as it's going forth tonight, he wants us to recognize that he's our help. And Isaiah 41, verse number 11. Now we'll start verse number 10. He said, the Father says to you and I, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Amen. He's our very present help in time of need. Amen. So not only does he want us to be strengthened because we're anointed and we're aided and we're armed, but he wants us to recognize that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. That's why he says, therefore, I rather glorify God in my infirmities or my weaknesses, that the power of God can rest upon me. Amen. And he wants to do a work in us. He has set his word into action tonight. Amen. So then he says, not only is he our help, but he's also our healer. I was looking at Matthew chapter 9. And there's a man with palsy that's healed. In verse number 2, it says, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, palsy is a paralytic disease. The man was bedridden, okay? Palsy lying on the bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easy to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk, but recognize that the sin and sickness was a result of sin. Jesus was forgiving the sin that caused the sickness, which was bringing healing. Amen? He said, but that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, and then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thy house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto man. So he's not only is he our help, he's our healer to encourage us. I don't know, you know, by his stripes we are healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon us, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen? I love the healing power of God's word. I love the healing power of God on our hearts and lives. Amen? Our bodies are the temples of the Holy Ghost, and our temples are supposed to be fit temples, healthy temples. You know what he calls you to do? He calls you to use wisdom and discipline. Amen? In other words, if you want to be healthy, there's some things we need to change. Right? Amen. How many pounds did you lose in your change? Where are you at now? I don't know. How many pounds did you lose from the beginning? 200 pounds. There was another one of her sitting, another and a half of her sitting in the room. Amen. Praise God. He wants us to recognize that he's not only our help and our healer, but he's our haven, a place of refuge, a place to rest in. Amen? He gives the weary rest. And many times we are not renewed because we don't rest in him. That's why the prophet Isaiah says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not grow weary, and walk and not faint. Amen? So we're talking about the haven now, our haven, in Acts chapter 27. Here's Paul. They're taking Paul, and there's a storm in the sea, and Paul's, and the word of the Lord came to the apostle Paul that no one was going to be lost. They were going to lose some material things, but no one's going to be lost. The Lord was good. He was in the refuge. He was in the haven. Even though the storm looked like he was going to totally kill everyone, he got a word from the Lord. It says in verse 22, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me, and howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. And then you see where he cast upon a certain island, and the devil was so mad and so angry, he bit him with an asp in the fire, and they shook the asp off, and it didn't have any effect. Even the venom and the poison of a snake couldn't affect him because he was in the haven of God. He was in the promise of God. And what God wants you and I to understand that all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. And he wants us to trust him at his word. See, he wants us to recognize that, hey, he gives us strength. He gives us his word to encourage us. But the third thing, the T stands for to trust. To trust. You know, one thing we sing about that song, to trust his mercy. I love that song that says, his mercy says no. He's not going to let you go. He's not going to let you slip away. Life and death are standing face to face, and nothing will take his grace away. His mercy says no. Amen? You know, and he reminds me of that when I'm facing adversity. He says, I've called you and I anointed you and I appointed you, and everything that's in front of you is only temporary. And the only way it can stay longer is if you give it preeminence and give it place. Amen? I just learned to tell things to get behind me. They don't have no place in front of me. Amen. There's only one place that person is in front of me. That's him. I want to be so close to the Father, I'm in his shadow. Amen. I got to catch up because a little bit ahead of me. I'm not trying to boast in any way. Amen. He'll correct me about that tomorrow morning in the park if I did that. Amen. So first we look at his mercy. Look at me in Psalms 33. I don't know if you know it or not, that this is pretty good stuff. Just saying. Verse number 18. He says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. So first we see his mercy. Next we see his manner. His manner. In Psalms chapter 42. Verse number 11, the word of God says this. He says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. He is the health of my countenance. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, you look really good. Amen. You know, in God's eyes, every last one of us are beautiful. You know, man has put forms and things and tried to say what's pretty, what's not pretty. This is pretty, this is ugly when it comes to people or whatever. But God said he created every last one of us in his image. We are all created after him. And if he says we're beautiful, we got to understand that we're all beautiful in his eyes. So look at the one next to you and say, you surely are beautiful. Watch yourself, boy. No, I'm kidding. That kind of sounds funny if the guy said that, but we are beautiful in his eyes, you know? Oh, how beautiful are you, Lord? It's your word, it's your love. Oh, how glorious are you, Lord? It's your power, it was your cross that saved me and rescued me just a moment there. You set me free. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory, Jesus. Amen. We just got to constantly be giving glory. Amen. Jesus said to me, he said, it doesn't matter. I don't have to be a singer. I'm making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And I don't care who hears my voice. You ought to see me at the park when I'm running. I'm singing and I'm shouting and I'm praising. And they all look at me as a radical, crazy Christian. But that's okay. Amen. Do you think it's okay to be a little radical in the world we live in? Amen. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I know what God delivered me out of. I know what God set me free from. Amen. He brought me out of the chains of darkness into his marvelous light, and I can't help but give him praise and glory. What has God delivered you from? Give him some praise. Give him some glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Shoot, we might just have church. Watch out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where I'm at? Oh, yeah. Jeremiah 17:7. We're going to look at his message. His message. Hallelujah. Verse number 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, and her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Amen? Amen? I don't know about you, but that's a powerful message to his children, right? That he's got you planted into the water. The water is the Spirit of God. Jesus said, I'm the water of life. He that drinks of me, you know, when he was at the well of Samaria, springs up into everlasting life. Amen. He is the water of life, and he's pouring out fresh water upon each and every one of us, but God won't force us to drink. Hello? He's not going to make you drink, but he's going to place it before you. He's going to put a desire and thirst in your soul to take a drink. I don't know about you, but I need a fresh drink. Amen. Amen. I constantly need a fresh drink. You know, sometimes if you don't have a fresh drink, you know how water sits in a room all day or sits in your car and it's been out in the hot sun and you come and even though you're thirsty, you take a squig of that water and it's just like, Amen. That's what old stale water becomes like in our life, though, and the spirit of water. And God wants us to seek him and refresh and renew ourselves daily. He has said the word is set to strengthen us, that you're the anointed of God. He's here to aid you. And he's armed you with his word, which is all power and might. The E was to encourage us. He wants us to recognize that he's our help, our healer. He's our haven, our place of refuge and safety. So we need to trust his mercy, his manner, but most and foremost, we need to trust the message. Amen? That God has a plan in every light, heart and life of everyone in the room. So at the bottom, it says, God's word is set to strengthen you and I by encouraging us to trust in the finished work of Calvary. When he said it is finished by faith, we must believe to receive. He says all things are possible, only believe. So can we all just stand? Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man and woman in this room tonight, Father God.